ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Dalet. Start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah starts off discussing how you have to be Mevayer, is a mitzvah to be Mevayer, beer of Avodah Zarah, to get rid of it, destroy it. The Mishnah discusses what's the Oifen Hayim Mekayim, the beer of Avodah Zarah, how you have to destroy Avodah Zarah. Beisi Oime, Seichik Vazayra Leruach, Oimate Liyam. He has to Seichik grind it up into small pieces, Vazayra Leruach, and throw it into the wind, Oimate Liyam. Or it could be Mate Liyam, Taisis brings over here, Shailof and Nigmar and Psachim. If Mate Liyam is going together with Seichik, or Mate Liyam means to just throw it into the Yam whole, it means seichik v'zayir l'ruach or b'matal yam, or means it could be seichik and either b'zayir l'ruach or matal yam. Question: how to type the Mishnah? Kaponim, that's Shitz Rabbi Yosi. Amr Loi Racham told Rabbi Yosi, Afu nasa zevel shneimer liyidbuk b'yod chamum nacherim. That's not completely destroyed because people could still be nena from it. D'ashi v'zayir l'ruach shlo yikasha bo yisrael lihonis b'mena. Afum is ran al ruach kamati yeshanamiman. Basically saying the Rashi should be zayir al ruach. Nobody can be nichshal in it. Nobody will be nana from it. Nachama telling him afu nasa zevel could still come to be used by people. They'll use it for zevel. And it says in the pasuk yidbak biyod chamuuma menachirim. We can't have any hana from avodah zarah. The Melech HaShleimah speaks out in Pshat, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, the Mishnah starts off with Rabbi Yosi Yomer, then goes to Amru Loi. Who's Rabbi Yosi going back on? Where's the Tanakama here? It said in the last Mishnah on Membeis and Membeis, Hamoitzi Kelim Haleim Tzuris Cham, Tzuris Levon, Tzuris Dark, and Yilichem Liyam HaMelech. So the Mishnah mentioned that the way you destroy by the Zorah is by being Melech Liyam HaMelech, and that Rabbi Yosi is saying that there's other ways, it doesn't have to be Dafka, be Yilichem Liyam HaMelech. Panim Lucham Machelik and Rabbi Yosi, Lucham say that's not an oifen because it has to be destroyed in Gansen, that nobody should be able to be nana from it. Shail and Achrainim, if the mission is just a question of Michshel being taken away, Michshel, that nobody should be Nichshel and the Isra of being nana from Avodah Zarah, or Chazanish is Mitzadeh, that the mission is saying you're not Mekayim, the mitzvah, the Raisa of beer, unless you do it in such a way that nobody can end up being nana from it. Taiz brings over here the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says by Chametz, Mefarev Azayir L'Ruach, Mekai in the midst of Bir Chametz, by crumbing the Chametz, be Mefarev Azayir L'Ruach, and throwing it into the wind, which is exactly the same oifen that Rabbi Yosi says by Yal Seichik Azayir L'Ruach. Taisa asked the Kasha, what's the Pshat over here? Ein lahakshis drabonah drabonah. The hochu chaysh rabonah lezevel. Ilugabi chomis perikol shah amir rabonah mefar v'zayr l'ruach. By us in the Mishnah, the chomis say it's not an eitzah to be seichik v'zayr l'ruach. It will end up being zevel. Some will be nana from it. And by chomis, the rabonah namoide, that it's a good eitzah mefar v'zayr l'ruach. So Taisa yesh lechalik abi chomis ksiv le'yayochel. Hulkechein yosu al kaderach hanoa gemuru. By chomis it says le'yayochel. It's only Torah only asked derech hano. Zevel is not derech hano gemura. Avu balvaydis kechavim ksiv liyidbuk biyod chamuuma menacherim afilu kolduhu. Torah asks even hano kolduhu, even though it's not derech hano gemura. That is a teretz. Davnim luum wants to be mitarit teisus kasha. Davnim luum in tshuvas simen yutes. That we have a klal and chas. Kol an estrof in afron muter. Calling a srof and afron mutter, calling a kaporim afron osa mishnah and tamura, that there are certainly suri ano that have a chi of sreifa. Those suri ano, after you burn them, the afer is mutter b'ano. There are other suri ano that don't have a chi of sreifa. You just have to be kaver them. Those suri ano remain osa even after the nikbar. Taisus and tamura is mefarish. The reason is since there's a chi of sreifa on it, we have a klal davish and nasis mitzvosai. When something is nas mitzvosai, is mutter b'ano, just like the Gemara says by Me'ila, once it's nas mitzvosai, when you have a carbon, after the dam already was done, the mitzvah with it, is ein mo'elim boy, the iser falls off, There's no Isser. Once it's already Nas Mitzvah, it's finished, it's in Skyim, it's din. So it doesn't have the Isurim anymore. The same halacha Taisa says, it's the same Svara. The Shraf and Afra and Mutter, because it's Nas Mitzvah, and they had a Mitzvah Srefa, and it was in the Skyim, the Mitzvah in them, they lose their Isra and Noah, they become Afra and Mutter. So Rav Nilum wants to say that that's the chilek here between Avodah Zarah and Chametz. By Avodah Zarah, where the halacha is Asherah Asura Lailam, Asherah, even the Zachiv Sreifana, Asherah tree that was Nevad, it's Asur Lailam, even the Afer is Asur. So there's no din of Afra and Mutter there. Taisus asks in Tmura Lam and Gimel, why is it different than all Nisrafen that have halacha Afra Mutter? Taisus says, Afal Pisha Hiskik Akasav Lasarfa, Hainu Mishum Nachsiv Lyidbuk Beyodacha Ma'umma Menacherim. Taisus says it's included in Ma'umma Menacherim Lyidbuk Beyodacha. The Taisus says you shouldn't have to do with anything, Ma'umma, anything Menacherim from Avodah Zarah. So that includes even after it's Niskayim, the Mitzvasi, even after it was Nisraf. So Mamela, there's no heter of Nisrafin, of Nas Mitzvasi. Sheikev Echavitz Pesach. Once you mekayim the mitzvah of beer, the mitzvah was neskayim, the mitzvah of the chametz that the Torah said to do with this isuri ano was neskayim. As Allah is, it loses the isuri ano, that will be the chilek between chametz and avodah zarah. Be'emes, it's a big shmuz in Masechta Pesachim. If you could apply this din of nisraf and afra mutter to chametz, there's a famous chakira from Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah of beer chametz. Did the Torah give a mitzvah of beer chametz, a positive mitzvah, sasei, to destroy chametz? Or it's just a iser not to have, or the mitzvah's essay, the keem of the mitzvah's essay, is that a person should be free of chametz on Pesach. But there's no special keem of destroying the chametz. In other words, someone that never had chametz to begin with was mekayim, the same mitzvah sasei, as someone that destroyed, that had chametz and destroyed it, according to that side of Minchas Chinuch. There's no mitzvah specifically to destroy chametz. The mitzvah is to be free of chametz on Pesach. Minchas Chinuch goes back and forth a lot of nafkaminis. Reb Chaim in Sefer Chiddush HaGrach al Rambam Hilchas Chametz Matzah is mitzadeid that the din of nisrafin afra mutter, which has to do only when there's a mitzvah in the Yisuri Ano as a mitzvah that has to be neskayim in it, is totally in these stadim, that if there's a mitzvah that has to be neskayim in the chametz, a mitzvah of destroying it, then you could apply the din of Afra Mutter. Mashenken, if the mitzvah is just not having chametz, then there's no mitzvah of the beer, there's no halacha that's being neskayim in the chametz, there's no din of Afra Mutter. Chaim learns over there that it's totally in Achleikas Abhud in the chamim sachim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bir Chametz al Sreifa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Din Sreifa mitzada kiyum Din of the Yisurei Ano. So it's going to have a Din of Afra Mutter. Sheikil Afirich Chavim that hold you could get rid of the Chametz in any way. It doesn't have to be Dafka with Sreifa. Mevare B'chol Dover. So according to the Chavim, there's not going to be a Din of Afra Mutter. Taisus is Metaritz that the Chilik between Chametz and Avodah Zarah Shem Yish L'chalik. Because it doesn't say Loshon Achila by Avodah Zarah. B'chametz it says Loshon L'yayochel, so it has to be Kederach Hano. Avodah Chavim L'yidbuk B'yodach Ma'um M'nacherim doesn't have to be Kederach Hano, if you look called Kvege here in Gilyon HaShas, is Mitzayin, two other Taisusin that say similarly aside. Taisan Daf Yud Beis and Mid Beis talks about if somebody's Nene from Takrevis Avodah Zarah, from something that was brought as a carbon for Avodah Zarah, if he's Nene Shalai Kederach Hano, if he's like it, the call is by all Yisri Ano, you don't have the Issa Deraisa by Shalaika Derech Ano. And for sure he's not like it, even if there is an Issa. Taisus is mitzadeh there, maybe by Takrevis Avodah Zarah, there's an Issa Gomer, even by Shalaika Derech Ano, because it doesn't say Lashon Achila in the Torah. The reason why we need Kederech is because the Torah says it with Lashon Achila. Kveig is Meskasha there on Daf Yud Beis in the Taisus. That even though it doesn't say Lashon Achila in the Torah, but the whole pasuk that you learn to Krevis Avodah Zarah is Midivrei Kabbalah, and in that pasuk it does say Lashon Achila. Unless you can say in the Taisvist that pasuk is just a Giloy, that it's Nichla on the Isser of Le Yidbuk Biyad Chamumma Menacherim, just like Noi and Meshamshim are Nichlal. The Pasuk Mimachadish Takravis is also Nichlal. And we have to see in the Sugi of Takravis. On Kaponim and Kveges, Mitzayin and other Taisvis, and Daf Memches, the Tais asks Akasha, Linyan Tail, that we have a Gemara and Psochim, the person is allowed to sit in the tail of the, in the shade, he could be Nana from the shade of the wall of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it is Me'ila, a person is not allowed to be Nana from Hegdish. But since the tail is not the Iker Hanoah of the Kaisel, it's not called being Nana from the Kaisel. Tais asks Akasha and Daf Memches, it says over there in the Gemara that it's also to be Nene, to be Yeshiv in the tail of a Bayis Shal Vedezara. A Bayis Shal Vedezara, which is a Masham Shal Vedezara, is also to be Nene from the tail because he's over the Isser of Hanah from the Yudbik B'yodcha Mumun Acherim. So Tais asks, what's the difference between Hegdish, the Isser Hanah of Hegdish, and Isser Hanah of Vedezara? Tais says, Mishum Chumra da Vedezara Shani. Chumra Vedezara is different. Tais doesn't explain exactly what the difference is. Kvega seems to be the tie-in to this Tosfos here, maybe it has a shaychus with our Tosfos, that by Vedzorah the Torah asks that even Hanah Kolduhu, the Yidbuk B'yodcha Me'umah Menacherim, even Hanah Kolduhu. Tosfos by us just brings out that it doesn't say Eloshen Achila, which we learn up Kederach Hanah, over there by Tzeil is not a shaylo of Kederach, the Mestama is the Derach Hanah, it's just not the Ikra Hanah of the Kaisel, but it could be the same Yisoid. Kvega means to say from the Lashon Me'uma, asks every type of Hanah, even Hanah Koldu. Shaila, what's the gather of this chilik? The Isra Hanah of Vedzara is different than all other Isra Hanah in the Torah. Emma says the Shahar Melech and Yisaydiya Torah, Perikei, asks for a kash on Taisis. He doesn't understand why it's only Taisis Shemi Yesh L'chalik. Taisis is like mistopic about this chilik if it's a good Teretz. Taisis says another Teretz. He says, the whole din of Kederach HaNasai is learnt up always because the Torah says it Lashon Achila. Over here it doesn't say Lashon Achila. Michal Feinstein has a simon in the Yishurun, Chelek Yid Gimel, and he goes through the whole gather of the Israel, Yidbuk B'yadach HaMum Nacher. He speaks about a kasha of Taisus and Chula and Afches, that the Gemara says, Sakin Shal Avei Dezara, Mutter Lishchit Ba Mekalkalu. A sakin of Avodah Zarah, which is also Hanah, a person is allowed to shecht with it, because Mekalkalu, that's not called Hanah. He's being Mekalkal. The live behemah is worth much more than the meat, than the dead behemah. So it's not called that he was Nana from the Avodah Zarah by making it, giving it that tikkun that it became Basar Shchuta. Fraktais Akash, Afag of the Psaif Perk Eild Vorm, Bapsachim Achayiv Linyan Shabbos. The Gemara says, by Shabbos, someone shechts a behema, his chayiv. It's chayiv on Shabbos. Gabi shoychit, b'Shabbos b'chutz l'avedis kechavim. And the Gemara says that someone that shechts b'Shabbos b'chutz l'avedis kechavim, so the behema doesn't even become mutter for use because he shechted it for avedis zara. It's aser b'anot, it's takrevis. But upon him, he's chayiv for Shabbos, for the melacha of doing shechita on Shabbos, mishum tikkun kolduhu. The tikkun lahoitzi b'deivim and achai. L'maisa, it's a tikkun. It's not called a mekalkal. The klal is mekalkal as pater and Shabbos. Over here, it's called a mesakin because l'maisa was meitzi b'deivim and achai. That's called a tikkun. It was meitzi b'deivim and achai. So why is it fraktosvis that benigeya that's the gemara and chulin that it's not called that I'm having hanor from the sakin shalav edizora because you say he's a mekalkal. He was just mafsid the behema and benigeya melechas Shabbos. We don't call him a mekalkal, we call him sakin because he did a tikkun kolduhu of being meitzi midei evim and achai. The Emes is the Tosfos Shabbos on Daf Kuvav asks it even without this case of tikkun kolduhu lahoitzi evim and achai. He asks for every shechita b'Shabbos from the Lama Tes Melachas to Zechiv Shechita every time somebody shechts on Shabbos. We don't say that he's potter because he's mekalkal, even though we're saying by sakin shalavei dezora. You're allowed to shecht with it. You're not called a nana because mekalkal hu. Every shechita on Shabbos is not called mekalkal. It's called a mesakin. Because l'maisa, he made the basa shechuta. Why don't you say that it was worth more when it was alive? You don't say that. Fact Tosfos. So what's the difference? And for Tosfos and Chulin, shiny Shabbos, the meleches machsheves asr teira, v'kivin sheyesh tikkun purta, choshev meleches machsheves shel kach neschavin. Shabbos is totally meleches machsheves. Since there is an accomplishment with it, there's a tikkun purta, that's considered Melachos Machshavah Shel Kach Neschavim. That was the person's purpose. He was aiming to get that accomplishment. That qualifies for Melachos Machshavahs. Even though it's taka not worth it, the kilkel is more than the tikkun. The hefster is more than the gain. Aval in yenenem evedis kechavim. But the inyan, the isra of being, having hanof on vedizara, lechoshev hano. It's not called hano. Kivin shekakula yesra tikkunai. Hano, it's not called. So from the Lashon Tosfos Chulin, isosim, it sounds like Tosfos' main chilik is that Shabbos is totally in leches machsheves. So if that's what the person had in mind, that's called a tikkun. Shenkin yisuri hano. It's not called a hano because the fact is that he lost more than he gained. Tosfos doesn't say anything specific about Avodah Zarah. Shenkin Lashon Tosfos Chulin in Shabbos Kuvav, the Michal's Medayik, the Lashon Tosfos in Shabbos Kuvav. Tosfos says the same teretz, and Tosfos says dafka le'inyan avodah zarah choshev mekalkel. Tosfos loshon is, he doesn't say dafka le'inyan hano, dafka le'inyan avodah zarah choshev mekalkel. Inyan avodah zarah, the Gemara is considering it mekalkel. The chesiv le'yidbak biyodcha ma'uma menacherim, v'lechoshev le'inene. It says in pasuk, he quotes the pasuk, which the yidbak biyodcha ma'uma menacherim. That's the makor of the isra of hano avodah zarah. It has to be, you got something from the Cheirim. You shouldn't take anything from the Cheirim. It's not called he got from the Cheirim. Because he lost more than he gained. For Shabbos, it is considered a Mesakin. The Lashon Tosfos would sound like he's saying a Svara Miyuchir and Avodah Zarah. Because the Lashon HaPasuk, that there has to be a gain. So Michal brings the Lashon of the Yireyim. The Yireyim and Simon Reishai and Dalit, he goes through this kash of Tosfos, and his Lashon in the Teretz is, Ksiv leYidbak Revach Momoin Yoyser Kpida Torah. The Kpida of the Torah was on the Revach Momoin Yoyser. A person shouldn't have a gain, a monetary gain, from Avodah Zarah. Me'achash Apichsu Domov LoYidovak. It's not called leYidbak B'Yodcha if the value went down. The Yireyim is saying that the Isser LeYidbak is not a regular Isser Hano. Do we have many Isseri Hano in the Torah? This is to be Nen. Over here, the Isser is Revach Mom in the Torah. LeYidbak B'Yodcha Me'uma. You shouldn't have anything. Nothing should stick to you. LeDovak, you shouldn't have any Revach Mom from the Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't take anything home with you from the Avodah Zarah. So since L'maisa, he didn't gain, it's Kekula Yesra Tekunoi. It's not nichlam, this gather iser. It's not a regular iser of doing a maisa nen. He's medayik there also the Lashon Rambam and say for a mitzvah, on the mitzvah of liyidbuk biyodcha, mitzvah loisa seichof hei. The Lashon Rambam is, he says, ironu, nichabe dover me avodah zarah el mom einenu. The Torah is maziros from attaching something from avodah zarah to our mom and to our possessions. Avon nirchik mimenu mimbateho. So he's saying the iser is from taking possession, adding the Avodah Zarah to our possessions. His mashma also, like this keder, that Michal Feinstein learned, it's not a regular Isra of Yisuri Ano. Meil is looked at, that's the Pshat and Taisus Teretz. That's why Avodah Zarah is different, that you have to dan kakula yesra tekunoi. And looked at, that's what Taisus means by us, that you don't need kederech hanosa. It's not telling kederech hanosa. Kederech hanosa is by all Yisuri Ano. The Isra is to be nene, to do a mice of nene. That's not called a nene when you nene shalei kederech. Shenken over here, the iser is that he gained from the Avodah Zarah. Being gay that, there's no difference if it's kederech or shalei kederech. And that will be the pshat and tesis on Amches. That's mechalik by tzeil between Hegdish and Avodah Zarah. Because Avodah Zarah doesn't go with the gedorim of iser nene. You could say that the tzeil is not the ikra hano of the kaisel. Avodah Zarah is totally, if you gain from the Avodah Zarah, so maybe even if it's not the ikra hano of the Kaisel, it's Nichlan LeYidbak B'Yodcha Me'uma. He says he told over this Shekel Torah to his father-in-law, the Biskarov. In the Sefer Avodah Shleima from Garbuz, he brings up Emes, this is a Machlokes HaPoskim, in Yerdei Reish Chaf Aleph, in Hilchos Nedarim, that Rama in Sif Yud Beis brings B'Shem the Sefer Oyel Moed, Hamuda Hanom Mechaveiroi, Mutu Lishchit Loi Behem Ebriyah. If someone's mudr hanol mechaveiroi, he's not allowed to be mehane his friend, he made a neder, he's allowed to shecht for him a behemah bria. Avaloi Mesukenes. A behemoth that's Mesukenes, that's about to die, he can't shecht for him because he's being Mahanahim. If it's going to die, it's going to become a Nevela. That is shechting for him. He was Mati the Basar. So he has only benefit. But if it's a behemoth Bria, it's Mutter to shecht for him because of the Svar of the Gemara and Chulin. The Gemara says he could shecht with a Sakin Shalavi de Zara. It's not called being Nenner from the Sakin, which is also Bana, because Kilkula Yesra Tikunai. A live behemoth is worth more than a behemoth shchuta, so it's not called a nana because the kilkel is more than the tikkun. The Vilna Gaon says there it's kamash ramer pigin kamen dechulin. That's the makar of the oil moed. It's not called a nana. The Taz is chaylik on the Magen of Ram. The Taz says afshe eni kedai lachlik al rav al oil moed shuhim tzidin ze kavokel b'arit shen lismachal rozois. Is that poshut hanah gedoyli loy mashi yishchid loy v'tiran loy b'achila? But the Ran, it's poshut that's a big hanah by people that you shecht for them the behema and you matir for achila. B'chol yeiman aseichem sheichet yishchid. People go ahead and pay a sheichet. They should shecht for them. Obviously, it's hanah. It's considered a big hanah for people. So I the Gemari has arrived and the Gemara sakon shalvei tzchavim is not called hanah. It's like the Taz v'dafka l'gabei avet tzchavim aminon she'im b'sh. It's a special din miyuchid, a special din only said by Avodah Zarah that there's no iser b'sakas of itzchavim. Raya mufresh v'divrei ha'Tosfos perek ha'irik daf kuvav. Like the Raya mufresh from the Lashon Tosfos and Shabbos. The Tosfos asks that by Meleches Shabbos you find that it's not called a mekalkel, it's called a masakin. So why is it different that over here in Avodah Zarah by sakas of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is calling it kalkula yesot ha'kunai? And Tosfos says it's only over there because it says a pasuk. Le'yidbak b'yadcha mu'um v'nacherim. It's not considered le'yidbak b'yadcha mu'um le'chashav le'nana kim tekunu yesod iskalkul yesod tekunai. Harei the dafkul inyan avayt zchavim chashav mekalkul. The chesiv le'yidbak b'yadcha mu'um v'nacherim. Dr. Taz, you see beforeish in Lashon Tosfos that Tosfos only when it beforeish to fenechad le'ofinon inyan Shabbos avayt zchavim. You see, Tosfos says it's a special din avayt zara, and you don't learn up to call it terkula to Shabbos. That it should be called a mekalkel. It's only by the Zohar where it says the yidbuk biyad chamum menachirim. Who are din the darim? He says the darim should be just like Shabbos because over there it doesn't say the yidbuk biyad chamum menachirim. The Taz is learning up clearly in the Tosfos that the Tosfos is saying it's the yidbuk biyad has a different gedarim than kol terakula, but not that Shabbos is different because of melachas machshavas. Then the Taz continues. Afagav the pirkam and the chulun kos for Tosfos. The dafkli in Shabbos have a no kibin uleches machshavas also teira v'hunus chavin lano azoyis. Fact that the lashon teis and chulin is mashma that the teretz is has more to do with Shabbos. That Shabbos is different because since that was his purpose in the ma'isa, so it's called uleches machshavas. Shenkin b'negeya kol terikula, it would be like a vaydzara. It wouldn't be called a nana. So then lechayrin nedarim should be day mitav vaydzara. So like no, even according to teis and chulin. Nedarim also is totally in the kavana of the person, just like Melechas Machshavas. So it should have the same din like Shabbos. Like upon him, the Taz is speaking through clearly these stadim, they taste from Taisus and Shabbos. You see that it's a special din by Avodah Zarah, the Yidduk Biyadcha. You don't learn from there to call Tarikula. From Taisus and Chulin, it would sound like it's like that all over except for Shabbos, which is totally Melechas Machshavas, and Nedarim, which he says is also daim into Shabbos. You go after kavana. Kavanas Hanoider, Shachti and Nakudas Akesef goes on that Taz. He says on the Taz's first kasha that it's a special din by Avodah Zarah because says the Yidbuk Biyadcha, which he quotes from Tosfos. Shachti Nakudas Akesef, the kasha midi, the kivin of Yitzchav Mashari, Afagav the chesiv the Yidbuk Biyadcha Mumen Achirim, kivin the Kalkula Yosef and Tikunai, and Kain Kosh came in the Dorim. He says it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah Davka, since you find by Avodah Zarah it's mutter. This is the Taz says it's only by Avodah Zarah where the Torah is Galir Rachmana with this pasuk LeYidbuk Biyadcha and no place else. He says LeDark. He says Torah doesn't mean that you can't learn up to any place else. He says B'chol Duchti Alfina B'Mamatzin B'chol Duchti B'Shas. He says all over Shas you learn up from one Isser to another Isser. Zamida B'Torah Zok that's a Mamatzinu. If the pasuk's Megala by Avodah Zarah. The Yidbuk Biyadcha that you have to have a gain. So why should it be different by any other Isra no? It's a Melech Shachas Chaylik on the Taz. The way Rabbi Micha Feinstein is saying, it's not just that we have a Yalfusa by Avodah Zarah, that we have a Pasuk there. From the Pasuk is a Gilui, that it's a different type of Isser. It's a totally different type of Isser. It's not an Isser of being Nene. It's an Isser of taking a Revach moment, like the Reim says, Lashon Haram Sefer Mitzvah, a Revach moment from Avodah Zarah. One shouldn't attach Avodah Zarah to his possessions. Therefore, it's Choluk, and you can't be Medamet to call Terah Kulo. Kaponim, this sounds like it's a machlekes shach and taz, the gather of this chilik and the gather of Taisus Teretz. Gemara goes on the Mishnah, brings rayas back and forth to machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon. If seichik v'zayir l'ruach is enough of a beer of a avodah zarah, or like the Rabbanon's taina, that since it becomes zevil, it's not considered a beer of a avodah zarah. So the Gemara brings a pasuk first by the Egel, that the Ekus Eisitochen Heitev, that Moshe Rabbeinu ground it up. First it was a Sreifa, Esref Eisibesh, he burnt it, and then he ground it up. And then Ashlach Zafari El Nachal, he threw it into the Nachal, so you see you could grind it up, Yisaychik, and then throw it. Amaloy Misham Raya, they answered him that over there was different. And then the Gemara brings the Raya weiter from a pasuk in the Vayamim. And Avodah Zarah says, Gamas Macha, Imo Yisira Megvira, Asher Osasa Maflatsta, Vayodek, Vayisref Benachal Kidron. It says they ground it up, and they burnt it, and they threw the pieces in Nachal Kidron. Amaloy Misham Raya, Nachal Kidron, Enem Egadol Tzmachem. Nachal Kidron doesn't grow food, so therefore it doesn't grow produce. So there's no shayla of zevil there. The whole reason why the chamim holds is not a good beer is because it's used for zevil. So Taisus asks the kasha, the gemara is mashma, only because nachal kidron is not megadol tzmachim. Other places are megadol tzmachim that are ground up clay matches. We're talking about here a metal avodah zarah. Ground up clay matches would be megadol tzmachim. That means dust of a clay matches. Dust of metal is megadol tzmachim. For Taisus the Gemara by Kisei Adam says you can't use ground up clay matches for Kisei Adam because you have to use for the mitzvah of Kisei Adam you have to use something that's megadol tzmachim. So stir the two Gemaras. Taisus says in the second teretz that there's a difference of a matches that was ground up without sreifa or with sreifa. He says now Gemara is talking about they were sreifa first, like it says in the pasuk vayodik v'yisraf. And the same way the Gemara before, that the Gemara was medamed to this from Egel. It says by Egel also, the Esther face of Ekois. In both of these cases, there was a Srefa and a Seichik. So when you have burnt pieces of metal, which are ground up, they could be Zevil. Shankin, you just grind up the metal, they can't be Zevil. Shaila is what it tells you, it's not Mevar exactly. What's the purpose of this Srefa? Why do you need this Srefa? Why is it not enough for just with the Seichik? The Mishnah just says, Rabbi Yisrael, Seichik, Bezer, the Ruach. Doesn't say anything about Sreifa. Lashon Taisus and Chulin on Daf Pechesim Abeis. Taisus asked the same kasha, the Stira Trigmar and Kisei Adam. And Taisus answers Rabbi Natam Tirz, like they Sreifa Megadol Tzmachim. With Sreifa, it is Megadol Tzmachim. The Hosam, like they Sreifa Ayri. The Chola Vaidazora Tchilosa Besreifa Dumni De Egel. Taisus says we learned this halacha from Egel that every Avaidazora is Tchilosa Besreifa. It's not enough to just get rid of it other ways with Seichik. It first needs a Sreifa. Tchilasa b'Sreifa. The new Yisai Taisus tells us that every beer of the Zohar has to be Tchilasa b'Sreifa. The Lashon HaRashba there in Chulin brings the Taisus of Entam Zaltir, it's like Dei Sreifa, because it's Mach of Hasam, it's like Dei Sreifa, Dumi the Egel, the Sreifu Tchilo, Chein L'chol of the Zohar, Tchilasa b'Sreifa, V'achekach b'Bidur. Every of the Zohar first goes Sreifa, and then Bidur, and then spreading it around. There's a halacha that Avodah Zarah needs dafka sreifa first. This halacha is a chiddush of Taisvis, that there's always a din sreifa before the beer of the Avodah Zarah. Achreinim and Skash, exactly where it comes from. Maybe it's tilmud from what we find in the Torah by Asherah. Asherah and Tisra from Ba'esh. Achreinim should be in Afkamina, Benigay, the din of. We have always the klal and the kvarim, all Yisrael are known. The kvarim is Afron Osir and the Srof and Afron Mutter. Might not be negaya there because Taisus says that by Asherah we find Afron Osir because we learn it from the Yidbuk B'Yadacham Uma, or because Taisus says by us that Sreifa alone is not enough. After the Sreifa, you need Bidur also. If to the Shefa plus Bida, like the Rajma says in Chulin. Like upon him, Taisis Mechadish, that there's a mitzvah Shefa here also. Mishnah Melech and Perek Ches from Avedis Kechavim, Eskakash on the tour, the Shitas Atur. He's Zokdel Fiza and Tamal Tour your day, Besimucha Falav Kazav Gabikisi Adam, the Mechasim Mischikis Klimatris Shanisrafu. He says the tour paskins this territory of Taisis. And gay hilchus kisei adam that you're not allowed to be mechasa with schikas klematchas, but if it's a schikas klematchas that was nisraf, if it's ground up klematchas that was nisraf, you could be seichel kurit, which is based on Taisus chilek here. So Zakta Bishlavel, that means he's going with this territory of Taisus. So kochach he holds the chol avid is chavin chilasa b'sreifa. It must be that every avid is oras chilasa b'sreifa, because otherwise why are we talking about a case of sreifa? But what's the chavim's kash in the Mishnah that's going to be zevil? Don't burn it, Zakter. Lo yisrafu v'liyas zevil. If you say schikas klematchas alone is not zevil, so what's the chavim's problem with being seichik? Just be seichik without burning it, and it won't be zevil. Elamai, you have to burn it, the way Teis is saying. Elavadi desriru le dechol v'etz chavim t'chilas v'sreifa. Kein yesh le tamoy amai le bir atur b'sim akuf me'mvav d'kaidim schikas yisrafena. V'tzorachin, so Mishnah Melech says it's tzorachin when the tour brings our Mishnah. Seichik v'zayru l'ruach, that you're allowed to be seichik, that's an oifen of beer, of idzara. Why doesn't the Torah say it? Speak out this halacha, you have to be seirif it before you're taking it, before you seichik it. If it's going with this shita's tesis, the seichik is not, alone is not enough, the beer alone is not enough, there's a mitzvah to be seirif it first. Tzorachin, why the Torah doesn't bring down this din of seifa. In the Rambam, the Lashon Rambam, is an interesting Lashon at the Nisei Kelam HaMaskashen in this Inyan. Rambam says, "Ketzad ma'abed avedis kechavim, b'shar dvorim asurim beglol gemi shamshev the kravis shelo." What is how you mekayin the mitzvah of ibed avedis zara and shamshev the kravis shelo? So the Rambam soichik v'zayru l'ruach, oisayru fumatli yamamelech. The Rambam's mechalik. He brings the Mishnah's eights of soichik v'zayru l'ruach without sreifa, luchari not like Taisus, and then when he brings the second mahalach of the Mishnah of being matli yamamelech. He says, "Oisayrif umatli yamamelech." Over there, the Rambam is matzrich a sreifa before you matli yamamelech. Because of Mishnah there is very much neskasha. Divir Rabbeinu Tumeyim says, "Where does he get this sreifa from?" He brings the sugya and psachim that Tosis brought on the Mishnah. Divir Maschal Seich Bzeir LeRuach. That's machlokes in the Gemara there. When you matli yamamelech, if you matli it whole. Well, you have to first grind it up before you matle it. But he says, Manushach, whoever the Rambam is paskening like, where does he get this Sreifa from? Sreifa zu lama. The boil mifsik Rabbi Yosef. Elamai, tell me he's paskening like Rabbi Yosef that you can't throw it into the yam hole. You have to first crumble it up before you throw it into the yam. Lama hichlev schike with Sreifa. Why did he switch schike with Sreifa? He must have to be seichik before he throw it into the yam. Where did the Rambam get this idea of Sreif? Seirif for matli yamamelech. Before you matli yamamelech, there has to be a sreifa. The key sefer there on the Rambam says an interesting gather. Ketzim abed avedizora. Look the key sefer. The psili eitz dinam b'sreifa mederaisa. Any avedizora that's made out of wood has a din sreifa mederaisa. You can't do other oifanim, other ways of ibud of beer. Kedechsiv ashreim tisrafum be'esh. Anything that's made out of wood is a mitzvah of Asherem Tisafum Beish. Ubishara Vaidazora Misham Sheo, the Chsiv Abbe Ta'abdun, who call me an Ibucha Efsha. It's like to any other Vaidazora which is not made out of eights, you could do any type of Ibucha Efsha, Bovachi, Ibud Mikoyva Koyl, as long as you get rid of it fully, and nobody can be netted from it. And Seich Gzair Leruach, he brings the Mishnah, you can be Seich Gzair Leruach. But he says, when you matil Yam, the seirif umatu liyam brings the end of the Rambam. Kedachsiv gavi egel v'yisrei v'yizo pnei amayim. Like that, but when you do the ibud of being matu liyam, the Rambam learned from the pasuk by egel that we find that they did seifa and matu liyam. So you see that you have to be seirif it before you matu liyam. This is the same pasuk that Tosfos and the Rashi and Chulin Peches are quoting to learn up the Makar of their din, that there's a din Shreifa before the Shechika, Dumi the Eagle. Tyson and the Rajab say, Dumi the Eagle, that's the Makar, there's a din Shreifa Dafka. So the Kisefa saying from that same passage, the Rambam learned that the din of Matal Yam has to be ba'ofen the yisayir for first dafka b'matal yam, because that's what they did by the eagle. Chayritz abyssal tzorchin in the kiyah sefer, because the Gemara brings down here the eagle and gaya toichen ekes oise toichen heitiv, that they weren't just being matal yam, there was also a schika going on there. And for the other Rambam is mashma that you only have to be seirif before you matal yam, but not before schika, like the kasabishas b'dayik. The Gemara continues on. The Gemara goes by the raya from David. The Gemara says, "Lekasha kan koydim shabaiti agiti kan laachas shabaiti agiti." That originally David was mitzavet to be seirif that by the zora. After iti agiti came, was a nochri and was mevatalit. Then there was no issue to be nana from the avodah zara. There's a horror here from the shayos of tshuvas beis shorim that how was iti agiti able to be mevatalit the avodah zara? The Gemara says before that we always have a gzeira doma magbalei v'hadam mevatalei, that the bitl of the avodah zara doesn't work once it came liad yisrael, because maybe the yisrael was zeichin it already. He says, you could say the Gemara was going before the Gzeira, that there was a later Gzeira in the time of David, there was no Gzeira yet. And maybe as long as they weren't Mishaben to be Zeichen yet, the guy could still be Mevatalit. On the days, the Mishnah starts off with Maisa Shal Pruklis ben Philuspis as from Gamliel Ba'akli. She Reichitz ben Merchitz Shlapraditi. Gamliel was being Reichitz in a Merchitz, which was in front of David Zorah. On the day, Kosim Sarascham Leyidbek Piotchem Umm Nacherim. Being over the Yidbuk Biyadchem Umma, you being nana from the Merchats of the Aprediti. Ganz Shail will see in the Gemara what exactly with the Merchats. If it's Noya Vaidazara, what connection does it have to be Osral to the Yidbuk Biyadchem Umma Nacherim? Amaloye Mishimim the Merchats, he told him he can't answer him in the Merchats. The Gemara goes into that Sugi of talking Dvarim Shal Kodesh and Beis Merchats. And then Kishayotza, he told him the truth is Amalai Nili Basa Bigvuli Ba Bigvuli. Einem Nasa Merchas Naila Pedita, Einem Nasa Pedita Naila Merchas. Tabrachem, Noisim Chamam in Harbe, Iat and Nichnas of Eid Chav and Shalacharum, Balkari, Mash, Mufanea, Zui Medes, Apia Biv, Chalom, Mashtinu, Lefanea, Linemer, Lehem, Shanoig, by Mishum Aliha Osser, Shanoig, by Mishum Aliha Mutter. So he told him several truths. First thing he told him is that the Merchus was here before the Avodah Zarah. After seeing the Gemara, Ein Oimrim Nasa Merchus Noila Pedita Nasa Pedita Noila Merchus, that the Avodah Zarah is here to beautify the Merchus, not the other way around. The Merchus is not here as a Noi for the Avodah Zarah. And the Veracher told him that there's a Pasuk, Yidarshan a Pasuk, Es Shenoig Boi Mishum Aliha Osa, V'Shein Noig Boi Mishum Aliha Mutter. It's only Avodah Zarah that the Noig Boi Minigel Hus is also over here that being mashed before now and reichitz before now, that being noig minig b'zayin in front of it is butter. The shayla and rishayim had to learn this tshuva, the tshuva of Rav Gamliel, this last tshuva. The Taisus Rid says that according to this tshuva, Rav Gamliel is being mati much more than the first two tshuvas. The Shol for Pruklis, all he asked him was, how are you allowed to be Reichas in the Merchats? And Leil is coming and saying that the Avodah Zarah itself is bot. It's not just the Merchats is mutter, but the Shanoig Ba Mishum Aliha, that this Avodah Zarah that you have standing here in front of the Merchats is not an Avodah Zarah, because they're not Noig in a Minigal Hus. Not only the Merchats is mutter, but not to be Reichas in, the Avodah Zarah itself, he could go ahead and be netted from that Avodah Zarah, because they're not knowing in a minig of Avodah Zarah. The Meiri, on the other hand, Lashon HaMeiri, here on the Mishnah, brings the beer of Mishnah. He says, it's Bozoi, the knowing in a minig Bozoyin, knowing in Mephanei a minig Kloin, Obizoi. She'ain Avodasa Bekach, it's a oifen that it's not Avodasa Bekach to do such Avodas Kloin. Zakter Vidayo Beiser Gufo Mitzada Vedosa. He says everything that's Nigrar Imay Val Shmoy is mutter. Vidayo Beiser Gufo Mitzada Vedosa. It's enough that it itself should stay Aser. The Aprediti itself should stay Aser. But all the Nigrar Imay, whatever Noy or anything else that's Nigrar with Avodah Zarah, will be mutter. And Lashon HaRambam is like that also. Rambam Perek Zayin Halach Yud Ches, when he brings this Mishnah, it says Merchat Sheishba Beitzchal Mutter Lirchitzba Neishi Nasas Shom Lanoi V'loi La'ivda Shneimer Leihayim Bizman Shneigim Ba Minigel Hus V'loi Bizman Shemavazin Neisa Kegain Zushim Medes Al Biva Kerem Ashtinim Fanel. So Rambam says Mutter Lirchitzba. He doesn't say that the Beitzor itself is Batal. It's the Beitzor itself is Mutter Bano. He just says Mutter Lirchitz in the Merchatz. Chayyur Meiri is very schwer to understand. Chayyur Pashta should be like the Taisis Rid. The Gemara's Mishnah's Darshani from a Pasik. It's Shanoig Ba Mishum Aliha Asa, Vishayri Noig Ba Mishum Aliha Mutter. The only time is the Isser of the Yidbuk Beyodchar, Rabbi Dezara's Asr, is when the Noig in it Minigel Hus. So why should it be Dafka Benigay, the Nigra Achareha, Dafka Benigay, the Noi and the Mishamshim, that are Nitzvot to Rabbi Dezara? Why shouldn't this Dasha apply to Rabbi Dezara itself? Oid, in the Sugya Sagamara, the Gemara goes on the Mishnah, the Gemara brings this tshuva, the Gemara says, Chim ashtinu mefaneo mai havi, v'tanan rak befaneo, hishtu mefaneo, gira v'zorik v'satsoya, reizu v'edu v'teilu. The Gemara says, what's the big deal that they're ashtinu mefaneo, that the Mishnah is mati because of that? We have a Mishnah vaita that says that if the guy is rock in front of the Avodah Zarah, or hishtu mefaneo, that's not a bittul. So l'chayru, why is the Mishnah here saying that it's a bittul in the Avodah Zarah? The Gemara vaita says it's not a bittul. The Gemara answers, Hosam ufishaita, hu rasach alo, hodam efayislo. Hocha kol shaita, v'shaita b'zazul kaim. Over there, it was a one-time thing, it was a temporary thing, that he got upset at it, so he was rock b'fanel, hishtim b'fanel, hodam efayislo, and then he's going to get back into this Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's not a bittul. It's not like a shvira. But over here in our Mishnah, kol shaita, v'shaita b'zazul kaim, it's a steady thing, that the noig, to be mashtim b'fanel, b'zazul kaim. So then, b'chayai gavner is a bittul. So how you see from the Gemara's Kasha, from the Gemara's Tushtal, Gemara brings the Mishnah Vayit, Rezu Eina B'Tela. Mishnah over there is talking about the Avodah Zarah itself becoming bot. According to the Meiri, if we're saying that the Mishnah's Din only applies to the Nigra Acharel, the Noi, and the Mishamshim, what's the Gemara's Kasha? You see, clearly the Gemara wants to use our Mishnah to even be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah itself. Chayri, you have to say to answer both Kashas, the Miri doesn't mean that this whole halacha, this whole drasha of a shenoyig by Mishum Aliha only applies to the Noyim Mishamshim. The drasha applies to the Avodah Zarah itself also, like the Gemara's Medama. He just means that in this particular case of the Mishnah, we don't see this bezoyin as being directed at the Aprediti itself. The fact that the Mashtinin before now and the Reichitz there is only that the Noyig Minig bezoyin in the Noy of the Avodah Zarah. But we don't see that they go in there. Reichitz on top of the Aprediti itself, so even though it's Befanel, but we don't see anything directed of Minig Bezoyin Betmidus Pasmoda directed at the Avodah Zarah itself, only at the Noy Avodah Zarah. So it just means in this case, there's no drosha, you can't apply the drosha of Shanoig Ba Minig Eliha to the Avodah Zarah itself, like his Lashon is. Daya Be'isa Gufa Mitzad Avedosa. It's enough that we ask her itself, mitzad avidosa. Chari means to say mitzad avidosa because they're still over it. There's aprediti, they were still being over it even while they were being reichetz b'fanel. So it wasn't a stira. They were being reichetz b'fanel, they weren't being noy covered with the noy mashamshim. The Lashna Rambam that goes with the Shita Samiri. The Shach has a different pshat than the Lashna Rambam because the Lashna Rambam is really shver. The Rambam says, merchat sheyesh ba v'dischachavim mutter lirchetz ba. The Avodah Zarah was put there, the Merchatz, I'm sorry, was put there for Noi, v'loy la'ovda. It wasn't put there for Avodah Zarah. It sounds like the first tshuva in the Mishnah. Ein noy m'nasa merchatz noy la'pediti, l'nasa pediti noy la'merchatz. The Avodah Zarah was brought here just to beautify the Merchatz. The Merchatz was not here, it's not brought here to beautify the Avodah Zarah. And then the Rambam says, Shenemer Eliheyim, Bizman Shenoyig Vaminig Elohus, Veloy Bizman Shemavazim Oisek. Goyin Zushi, Medis Albiva, Komashtinu Fanei, brings the drasha of the Mishnah, which is the Chayr of separate time. The Mishnah says another Dover Achar, that we dash from a Pasuk, that when they're not Noyig Vaminig Elohus, it's Mutter. So the Shach stells on this Kasha, on the Mechaber in Sif Yudalad, Kuf Membei Sif Yudalad, it brings the Lashon Rambam. Mechaber says, the Shach says, Lashon Megumgim. The ma'inyan akosiv l'mashe kosiv she nasas l'shem noy. Tafilo isa nasas lo'evda yimutim itam akosiv. What does this pasuk of she'ein noyig bo minigal hus have to do with the fact that the aparditi just there for noy, even if it was there to be over it, we mutter also this pasuk was that not noyig bo minigal hus? Nearly la'giya v'oid shenema. Shach says you have to put in the word v'oid, that it's really two separate time in here in the Rambam. Loch isa v'shas, ein noyim nasa mechaz noy la'lilim, Tavaracha zui medes alabiv, he says it's before in the Gemara, in the Lashon HaMishnah, that's a Tavaracha, it's a separate pshat. Efshir, the Shach says, you could say a different pshat in Lashon Ram, without being Magi and saying V'oid. Efshir d'hochi ka'omah, man muchach t'nasas l'noiv leilo evdo. What's the raya? The Mishnah says that the apetiti is there for a noiv, for a merchot, and not there to serve it. What's the raya to say such a thing? Sharei mevazam oiso. Because of the fact that the Mevaza Isa is a raya that it's not there for itself, it's just there to beautify the merchats. Ufiza tzarcha farish b'shasa, he says, what does the more mean dover achar? He says, you have to mean farish the words of the Gemara. He nasis noilu merchats. If you ain't derech lasis merchats a noilo. The merchats lav bar noyu. First, the Gemara is saying that it was made for a noy for merchats just because of what Rashi says. Because it's just pasha not the derech. To make a merchatz is a noif avodah zarah. Davar achar, another pshat, why we say that avodah zarah is there as a noil merchatz, besides for the fact, just because it's not the derech to make a merchatz a noy, sharei zoi medez albiv, because we have a raya that the mashtinim b'fanel is another reason to say that the hechach, the avodah zarah was put there as a noif for the merchatz. That's what Shach wants to explain without putting v'oid. He says at the end, v'doichak, because the maisa Chari means v'deicha, because where does it come in the pasuk? The Mishnah Darshan is a pasuk. Shenemer liheim. The Rambam says the pasuk shenemer liheim. Bzman shenoyig and bob minig aluhus. It sounds like we're darshaning a halacha here tonight. Bzman shenoyig and bob minig aluhus. There's an interesting tshuva here. When I get this from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nigus Moshe, Yerdei Aleph, Simon Samach Tes, that the Shoyal asked him, he deals with stamp collectors, he sells stamps from all different countries for collectors, and a lot of the countries have stamps on them, they have a chassis v'eriv, they have a cross on them, if he's allowed to do business with such stamps. So Moshe writes the tshuva, first thing he goes into is the Isser L'stakel of Eidazara, Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Memtes, Eidazara Dafnun, that the Isser to be M'stakel and the Tzuris of Eidazara, to look at the Tzurus of Avodah Zarah. So Rav Moshe speaks from a Taisus in Shabbos and a Taisus in Avodah Zarah that when it's just made for Noi Ba'alma, it's not made to be over it, that Tzura, and there's no Isser of Staklus, there's no Isser to look at such a Tzura of Avodah Zarah. So he says also, the stamps is the same thing. He says also, if it's Rogil to be Mistakl Ba'atamid, there's also a Tzad to be Matir here. Like upon him at the end of the tshuva, he says, "V'yesh oy tam gadol, sherei nasu ba'ifen shemevazem es atzuris, the melachel chemoisam ba'post shereish ben olav b'chaisim l'poislim l'adbika ed apam." He says the mevazem the tzura, they go and stamp it and make sure nobody uses it again. They stamp on top of it. V'kam shem shlichem oyse ba'ashpois achas noitlam shem esamachtovim. After they take the letter out of the envelope, they throw it in the garbage. Dr. Moshe is a Mishnah in our Mishnah that says Shein Noig b'Minigaliha is Mutter. So who are then over here? They mevaz it, they stamp it, and then they throw it in the garbage. It says Medame that to Benigay this is Stakless. K'moikin in Lesser Lestakel mitamze. It's a little bit of a chiddush tzustel. Because the whole tshuva, Ramesh is never dealing with the isser of being nana from Avodah Zarah. That's pasha that these stamps are not Avodah Zarah. They're brand new stamps. They were never nevad. Nobody was mishtachavet to them. He's only dealing with the isser of being mistakil in a tzur of Avodah Zarah, which the Gemara darshan is there. In Shabbos, from al tifnu al alilam, a person shouldn't turn his mind, shouldn't focus his attention on tzuris of Avodah Zarah. And then again, that isser is what he's dealing with the stamps. So it's a little bit of a chiddush to start through the drash of our Mishnah. Shenoyig b'minig aliha is saying some type of a inyan of like a bittul that Avodah Zarah is not nechshav and they're not knowing about Minigaliha, but Chai Gavin, the Torah didn't ask the Rabbi Dezora. Ramesh is extending that to say that who Adin, it doesn't have the Isra of Al Tifno Al Alilam of being Mefana to Tsuris of Avodah Zarah. It's not called Tsuris of Avodah Zarah if they're not knowing about Minig Eliha in this Tsura. There's another interesting tshuva from Avni Nezer in Chesha Mishpatzim and Kufi Tess that he brings that the Shasi Ve'eriv, that the Goyim wear on the necklaces that we spoke about in last Sugya, Shaila, if it's also Shasi Ve'eriv, question if it's on Kelim Mechabodim, so there's always a chash that it's Nevad, some Mishainim say it's only Fizikorim Ba'alma. But Avnezer wants to say a heter here that since they wear those necklaces, even when they're arumim, even when they're not dressed, they wear those necklaces. So it's nichlal now Mishnah's heter. V'shenoyig ba mishum aliha also v'shein noyig ba mishum aliha muter. Gemara says lashon haGemara is iata nichnas im noisim l'chamom and harbe iata nichnas l'avidz chav mishalach orim. You wouldn't stand in front of your v'dezara orim. So the fact that they stand orim with this necklace on, they're not being noyig ba minig aliha. And Bela, it's bottled that chassis of Erev, it's bottled from having Yisra by the Zohar. So the Mishnah says, when Proklos asked Rav Gamliel this question, how is it being reiches b'merchats liyidbuk b'yod chamum menacherim? He told him, e'meshivim b'merchats. I can't answer you with Var Halacha. Rashi says, e'meshivim d'vertei b'merchats. So when he went out, because Yotza Amarloi, when he went out, he told him all the time that the Mishnah continues. The Gemara starts off, "Vehechi avedachi v'amar Rabbah b'chonam arbeichin b'chol makom mutla hara chutzim beis amerchas beis akitzei." How did he answer him and tell him, "Ein meshiv amerchas"? He told him a halacha that we're not allowed to talk to retire in amerchas. In fact, the Gemara is not allowed to say that. It's not allowed to say that in beis amerchas beis akitzei. The Gemara says even b'loshon choil you can't say it. So after the Gemara tanik she yotza amar lo ein meshiv amerchas. When he went out, that's when he told him, "Ein meshiv amerchas." Taisa says, Tanak Shiyotza Omalei Meshiva Merchats, Pirush Hashbam, Kishiyotza Omalei Lefisha Ein Meshiva Merchats, Layisi Yochel Lashivacha Adachshav Shiyotzasi. Bachi Nichod Leisikshi Mesnisen. The Hashbam is being Meskasha, all the Rishayim have a hard time with Lashna Mishnah. What is the Gemara answering? Kishiyotza Omalei Meshiva Merchats, the Gemara seems to be saying that he first told him those words, Ein Meshiva Merchats, when he left. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says he said, Ein Meshiva Merchats, Ukishiyotza Omalei, when he left, he told him the Chuvas. So Ramban says the Gemara is saying the Mishnah is missing words. The Gemara is being Megir, a Lashon HaMishnah. But Taisu says, the Rishbam brings B'Shem the Rishbam, we're explaining it into the Mishnah, that the Mishnah means, Amaloi ein meshivim b'merchats, k'sheyotza amaloi, that when he left, he told him, ein meshivim b'merchats, because ein meshivim b'merchats, that's why I couldn't answer you till now. Upon him, the Gemara says here the din that it's also to say Divrei Torah and Beis HaMerchats. Taisus asks that Lamaisa Loshna Mishnah is straight to Miyasha with the Shbam's Pshat. V'oi Meri Zok Taisus and Ander Pshat. The Gimel Batim Yesh B'Merchats K'moshim Farsh Pekin Kamer the Shabbos. The Moim Pekin Kamer the Shabbos says there's three madregas, three levels in the Beis HaMerchats. Pnimi Einchem Sheila Shalom. In the most inner room, you can't say Shalom, you can't give somebody Shalom Aleichem. Emtsoya Yesh B'Sheila Shalom, V'Einchem Divrei Torah. The middle room, you could say Shalom, but you can't say Divrei Torah. Chitzei Mutar Af B'Divrei Torah. Shalom is a question of, because Shalom is Shmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's also to say in the Beis HaMerchats. So you have the pnimi, the inside room, the Rishayim HaMazbez, where Kulam Oindim Shom Arumim, everybody stands there undressed. Over there, it's also to say even Shalom. The middle room is, some are dressed, some are undressed. Over there, Sheila Shalom is Mutter, and the Retire is Aser. And the Bayis Achitzain, everything is Mutter. So Mele Taisus explains that when the Mishnah says Kishiyotza Amalei, when he left the Beis HaMerchats, he gave him all the tshuvas to his question, that's when he left fully to the Bayis Achitzin. And when the Mishnah says before that, he already told him Ein Meshivim Merchats, that was when he walked out to the Emtsoi, to the middle room. So over there, he was able to answer Ein Meshivim Merchats, just like you could answer Sheila Shalom. Now, why is Eim Yeshiva Merchitz like Sheila Shalom? Eim Yeshiva Merchitz is a question of Divrei Torah. So Tosfos says, Mishum Darke Shalom Yeshiva Kach Mnei Eves Oisei Hegman. Now, the Kamoi Sheila Shalom. Now, what's the Yisrael that had to Sheila Shalom? Why is Sheila Shalom Mutter in the Bayis Amtsoi with Divrei Torah still Aser? It's because of Darke Shalom. So this was enough to answer him for Darke Shalom, Eim Yeshiva Merchitz, to tell him that he's not allowed to answer him until he leaves the Merchitz. That was enough to take care of Darke Shalom. So that is the same heter of Sheila Shalom. The Ran, the other Rishonim, bring this similar pshat of the three Mekomos in Beis HaMerchatz. They say different than Tosfos. They say that Sheila Shalom is Be'etzem a level less than Divrei Torah, even though Shalom Shmosh L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not mamash the same level like Divrei Torah. So it's not just a heter because of Darke Shalom, it's a level less. And that the Gemara is being Medame to the din of Eim Yeshiva Memerchatz. Eim Yeshiva Memerchatz is giving a psak of mutter or osur without saying time is shaldover. So it's not so much of a lima Torah, it's just a psak of mutter or osur that you're allowed to say in the Bayis Amtsoi also, just like you could be Meshav Shalom. And then they say here in the Torah is also mutter there, is also mutter in the Bayis Amtsoi, because here and a psak of osur or mutter is both daima, that's not a complete gather of being Isaac and Talmud Torah. Chedushei Anshei Shem on the Ran from the Maram points out that Tosfos didn't learn like the Ran and the other Rishonim. Tosfos learned it's only a heter of Darke Shalom. There's a Ran in Perikira when the Ran discusses this Indian. The Gemara in Perikira has a Maisa that there was a Shiloh of Bishol in the Beis HaMerchatz and he was Mafreshim Meisura versus Lafrushim Meisura. You could say it. You could tell the person to stop doing a davar aser without saying a halacha. The Ran in Perikira brings Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi declares if a person could talk hilchas beis akise with beis akise, hilchas beis amerchatz with beis amerchatz. Yerushalmi says, what if someone asks mahu shenadiach omalei aser, mahu shenakaneach omalei aser? He answered the halachas that were negated to Beis HaKisei and to Beis HaMerchatz, he answered in the Beis HaMerchatz. The Ramban says over there, the Ran brings, Kosar Ramban Zal, the Mestavid, the Gemara, the Lon, the Shari, the Afrusha, Mesura, the Gemara in Perkira is Mashma, that's only a heter of Afrusha, Mesura. The Gemara is only Matal, it's Afrusha, Mesura. The Gemara didn't say that it's Mutter because it's halachas that were negated in the Beis HaMerchatz to how they could be Mevashal, the Mayim, how could they heat up the water. So Mashma, not like this heter of the Yerushalmi that's saying that any halachas that are negated to the Beis HaMerchatz and the Beis HaKisei, you're allowed to answer and say in the Beis HaMerchatz and the Beis HaKisei. The Chayur Gemara by us is also a raya to those Rishonim, to the Ramban and the Ran, that the Bavli is chaylik on this Yerushalmi. Because the Gemara asks Akasha, how did he tell him, Ein Meshivin B'Merchatz? The Chayur Leit Yerushalmi, that's Hilchas Merchatz, that should be mutter to answer in the Merchatz, even in the Bayis HaPnimi. Even in the Beis HaKisei, it's mutter to answer halachas that are relevant to the Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaMerchatz. Ran and Perikira there also brings that it's also lanis omein the Beis HaMerchatz. Mishabur brings from the Prima Godim that that's only referring to the Bayis HaPnimi, but the Bayis HaMtzoi is mistaver that omein is not more than we're saying here these types of hearer or psak halacha without a time shel dover. Is mutter amen is not more than that. Meili says b'bayis amtsoi shori lanos. Another interesting shailim paiskim about this din that shalom is aser in beis hamerchatz because shalom is shmoish l'kadosh baruch hu. And the Mogen Avraham says who adin if someone's friend his name is shalom he cannot call his name in the beis hamerchatz because shalom is shmoish l'kadosh baruch hu. Says you have to change it to lashon laz, call him in a English name in a lashon laz. Taz is chaylik there. Taz says anytime he's not been schavein to the inyan of shalom, the Gemara means lahaska shalom. When a person says shalom aleichem to his friend, he means to put the name shalom shmoish l'kadosh baruch hu, give him that bracha, put the name on him. But if he's not mischavein, famirus al inyan shalom, he's just mischavein to askor shmoish al adam is mutter. Mishabru says yirei shemayim shmi machmir, not to say the full name, to make a shini in the name. Another big need in the Paiskim the Taz gets into there in Siman Pehei by Merchatz is how Isha, Bebeis HaTfilah, how could she make the bracha before being Tevil? Lachayish is in the Bayis Apnim, Yir Merchatz, where everyone's aimed them Shamarumim. Taz is mitzadid, that there's a halacha, that by the Eved, by Tefillin, it says even where you have to take off Tefillin, by Bayis HaMtzoy, by the Eved, if he's already wearing them, he could keep them on. So the Taz wants to say the same thing, that she should make, if she makes the bracha in Bayis HaMtzoy, Yoytzeh b'di'evet. So since there's no brayer here, because you have to make the bracha before the tefillah, it's the same gedder b'di'evet. Others say, Prim Gadim, the Taz himself discusses this eitzah, it's a better eitzah to make the bracha. Toich ha-mayim, the mayim is considered a separate shus, it's not any of the three levels of Beis HaMerchatz. In the mayim, is as long as not libe royas ha-erva, that there's some division. In the mayim itself is fine, if her head is out of the water, you can make the bracha. There is better than making it in the Beis HaMerchatz. B'nigei the Ikki Isser Mishnah, being Reichitz in a Merchatz Lapaditi, that he asked him, L'yidbik b'yaducha, L'chayra, you have to be magda what the Isser is here. He's not being Nenner from the Avodah Zarah. L'yidbik b'yaducha, Asser is either being Nenner from the Avodah Zarah, or from Noi Avodah Zarah, things that are there to decorate the Avodah Zarah, Tachshitim, or Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, things that serve the Avodah Zarah, or Takrevis Avodah Zarah. So which one of does the Merchatz go into? So the Gemara gets into it in the Sugis HaGemara here. The Gemara at the end of the Amid says it's Daima to Noi. Machlekes Rashi Taisus had to learn there. Taisus learns it's a Gedder of Noi Midrabonon. The Merchatz is a Drabonon Dike Noi, even though it's not a Noi Mamish for Avodah Zarah. Midrabonon, they asked it because it's Daima to Noi Avodah Zarah. Rashi says it's a shail of the Rechitza itself being a shail of Noi Avodah Zarah. The Gemara earlier on brings Avodah Zarah Sheyesh LaMerchatz Egina Nenem Mehem Shalei B'Teiva Einenem Mehem B'Teiva, that there's another issue going on here in the Mishnah, like the Ritva's Medayik in the Lashna Mishnah. First, the Mishnah starts off Anilei Basi Begvuli Hiba Begvuli, and then the Mishnah says Eim Eim Nasa Merchatz Noi LaPerditi. Ritva says, even though it doesn't say Davar Acher of Ha'oid, it's really two separate timing. There's one question of being in the Gvul of the Avodah Zarah, and then there's a question of Noi Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara first brings the Shmuz of Avodah Zarah and Sheyesh LaMerchatz Agina, being Nana from a Merchatz or Agina, which belongs to the Avodah Zarah, and Taisa's Masbir is in front of the Avodah Zarah, it's not in a different location, it's in front of the Avodah Zarah. There's a question, a problem, the Gemara says, of being Nenef from such a thing, a Gina or a Merchatz of Avodah Zarah, because you machzik teiva to the Avodah Zarah, the person's machzik teiva to the Avodah Zarah, and there's an Isser, not out being Nene, it's the Yidbuk Piyadacha, but because we don't want him to be machzik teiva to the Avodah Zarah. That's a sugya, vayta nun aleph, and the Mitzvah Hashem, we mayrach on it there, Tais over here gets into it a little bit, there's a lot of gedorim, what the Isser is when you say this Isser of Gina Merchat Shal Avodah Zarah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.